This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Music is the entry point to movement for Colorado ballet choreographer Sandra Brown, and the intense emotion and indie rock sounds of Colorado's own Devotchka has inspired a new contemporary work from Brown that has its world premiere this weekend. KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo has more.
Many choreographers have different inspirations for the choreography, but for me, it's always the music.
And Sandra Brown's mind began to dance when she heard Devotchka's All the Sand in All the Sea. It inspired the Colorado ballet choreographer and ballet mistress to create her latest work, The Last Beat.
The work is very passionate. It is constantly moving. The dancers are darting in and out of the wings. It's about relationships. It's about love, loss, and hope.
Performed to five songs by Devotchka, the plot of Brown's contemporary ballet centers on the stark realities of military service. The fact that some soldiers return home, which can be a joy-filled occasion, while others perish and families are left to mourn.
The music, very emotional.
Colorado Ballet principal dancer and Russian native Maria Mosino was cast in one of the lead roles for The Last Beat.
And it's helped us to bring our emotions out to the to our movements, to the audience, and it's very helpful, actually.
Colorado Ballet's repertoire includes nearly 90 dances, from widely known classic storybook ballets such as Sleeping Beauty, Swan Lake, and Cinderella, to this most recent work. But the look and feel of contemporary ballet is distinctly different from classical.
Classical, you want to be straight up and down, perfectly turned out, on your balance, everything nice and square and even.
Dana Benton is a soloist with the Colorado Ballet.
And contemporary just gives you that push to just go outside the box and go way off your leg and see, how far can I go today without falling over? How can I stretch myself even more today? Just testing yourself the whole time.
Choreographer Sandra Brown and artistic director Gil Boggs have danced both styles with American Ballet Theatre in New York. Boggs says contemporary ballet advances the art form.
They need to work with choreographers. They need to be part of the collaborative process of new work being put together, being in the studio. It challenges them as artists when they do that.
In addition to The Last Beat, this weekend's Ballet Director's Choice performance also includes two previously performed contemporary works, Feast of the Gods and Traveling Alone, which had world premieres in 2009 and 2012, respectively.
And the great thing about bringing them back is that they grow, the company grows into them more as artists. They've done it, they've performed it, and now they're revisiting the material, and it actually gets better with age, if you will.
But come performance time, Maria Mosina says dancers don't distinguish between brand new or previously performed.
Describe what it's like to be on stage.
It's like sometimes you're in your dreams. It's something like emotional and happy, and so. But it could be a hard work, and when it's done, you know, when you're doing your last ball and hearing the ovations from the audience, and that's what, yeah, you're live for as a dancer.
Right to the very last beat. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration of KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO. Colorado Ballet closes out its 2013-2014 season with Director's Choice this Friday through Sunday at the Newman Center for the Performing Arts.